This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Happy April Fool's Day, everybody. Don't believe anything you read or anything we say. I am Glenn Geek from Ocala, Florida.
You can believe things I say because I hate April Fool's Day. So I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. That's all true. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 1st, episode 1396, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No. It's Friday.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What's going to happen?
Something wonderful.
Thank God it's...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Thank God it's...
That's right. It's Friday. It's April 1st. And I think that the many, many years of real, I call it real radio that I did, have led me to hate and despise April Fool's Day. Because I just, like, I would feel so bad making up these lies to people in public. And I mean, we had
Were you the one that made go down on the street and actually do the April Fool's pranks?
No, but like we would do, like one year it was like, My host, he was like, he wanted to play a ringing cell phone. So through the entire show, there was a cell phone ringing in the background, like every couple minutes. And it was so annoying. And people were calling like, do you guys not hear that? There's a phone ringing. I don't know. I hear a phone. And like, it was just so annoying to me. And then, yeah, all the stupid pranks. And I just... Every year, Glenn's like, well, and I'm like, no.
No. First year, I said, well, we're in radio. We have to pull a prank on April Fool's, right? That's what we have to. I think it's required in your contract.
Nope. Not on this show.
She's a
but
party pooper.
I did see Glenn, and I appreciate it. I looked on Facebook, and I found out that Carrie Underwood is on today's show.
That's right. I posted that this morning to see who would notice, and... nobody did.
Nobody,
see, I did a subtle April Fool's prank, and nobody noticed.
That one's
obvious, Glenn. Obviously, that's a prank. Hello? It has to be believable.
So one of these days, hilarious. I will not be pranking, and she will be on the show. You won't.
Freestyle Friday and Horses in the Morning by Kentucky Performance Products with an update on the Arabian Twin Foals, an inspirational story of a new para-athlete, and Carrie Underwood finally makes an appearance. Like
I wish I had the cricket sounding because that's exactly what happened.
I know. It's like, no, that's what was so funny about it was that you put it third.
Yeah, I know.
Very funny. Anyway, so there you go. It's April Fool's Day.
That's all we'll be doing for April Fool's Day. So
have you logged on to Horse Nation yet? Because they're kind of notorious.
Yeah, let me check on that because they always do something.
Oh, my God. Can you believe what they've posted? They have done a story, and cloning science makes Secretariat and American Pharoah match race a reality.
Synergistic Sport Horses Incorporated recently released a statement confirming a 3-race series featuring head-to-head matches between the legendary Triple Crown winner Secretariat and the most recent winner, American Pharoah.
That's going to be good.
That's going to be wait. Good.
The science of cloning has come so far recently and become much more accepted in both the scientific and public sectors. I couldn't pass up this sort of opportunity, says Dr. Tony Brown. Dr. Tony Brown, he is a great doctor. They kept going. Like, it kept
this
going.
This is a whole article. They have quotes in here.
Well, it's Dr. Tony Brown. I mean, seriously.
They go on to talk about the lawsuit that's still underway with the AQHA. I mean, they really did. They made an effort to make it real.
Oh, well, we'll just throughout the show, we're going to play Spot the April Fool's Day prank. So if you guys see something, send it to us so we can make fun of it.
Remember she talked about Monday, the brackets for March Madness? Well, it is now down to the final eight.
Oh, I better go vote.
BZ Madden's now against George Morris. Well, we know George's going to win that. Karen O'Connor against Boyd Martin. And Reiner Klemke, remember I said, oh, who cares about Reiner Klemke? I got busted on that.
Yeah. Well, that was really stupid.
Karen O'Connor against Boyd Martin. Ooh, that's interesting. And then on the other side with the horses, Zenyatta against Jem Twist, Black Beauty against Secretariat. There's an interesting one. So it might.
Oh my God! What am I gonna do? Black Beauty versus Secretariat? How am I supposed to pick?
And then I still tell you, it's we predicted what it was going to be, George against Zenyatta.
Oh, that's a tight race right now. It's 52% George.
Wow! Against Karen O'Connor or against BZ Madden?
Oh, Karen O'Connor's beating Boyd right now. Yeah. Jeez, Zenyatta versus Jem Twist. I mean, I love you, Jem Twist, but I don't have a dog named Jem Twist.
That's true. That's true. You don't.
Zenyatta's winning by just a small margin.
And now Black Beauty versus Secretariat, who's winning that one?
I don't know, because you only find out after you click it, and I don't.
Okay, I'll vote for Secretariat and see.
Okay, then I'll vote for Black Beauty.
It's not even close. Secretariat's killing Black Beauty.
I voted for Black Beauty. I had to.
75% to Secretariat. All right. Well, we'll have results on that probably Monday morning then, or at least an update.
The next round.
Yes. An update.
Anyway, Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
We are so distracted. It's Friday.
It's Friday, and coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we've got inspiring dressage rider Katie Jackson, Jennifer Wilson's update on her inspiring twin foals, and bad ads, sure to inspire teenagers everywhere to stay in school. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, I think it was Wednesday I gave a shout out to new auditors, and I have to do a daily Winnie for new auditors again because yesterday we had three more. Elizabeth, Michelle, and Lisa are our newest auditors, and we thank them very much and welcome them. If you haven't already, make it a request to join the HRN auditors page on Facebook. And head on over there for the 1,000 conversations going on right now. I mean, there's a little bit of everything going on in there, from children to buying horses to just everything. So make your request and we'll let you in. We'll let you in the super secret private room. And if you want to become an auditor, head over to Horses in the Morning. There's a banner there.
But only if you're an auditor. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right. You know, all those horse things on Facebook where you're get stuck with like idiots that are posting stuff. And then anytime you post stuff, there's like all these people that post negative stuff about you. This is like anti that. This is like the Facebook page where like normal people
and
go.
These people are so concerned. Dr. Ellen actually dropped me an email the other day and said, the auditor page is so pure and clean. I don't want to post this without permission. And she wrote what she was going to write and got my permission before she posted in the auditor's page.
That's unheard of. That's unheard of. Just
like, they're scared to death to post anything wrong. I've never booted anybody. I will, but I haven't yet.
I have so many. I don't even know what to do. First of all, give me the happy birthday sound, if you don't mind.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
So we've had three big birthdays this week. Three big birthdays, and I wanted to kind of do them all collectively on a Friday. First, I believe it was Monday, where it was Man of War's birthday, or Tuesday. And then Secretariat's birthday was Wednesday. And then today, it's Zenyatta's birthday. So happy birthday to Zenyatta. Now, I have another Daily Winnie, if you would like. Do you want to play the sound again, or should I just go right into it?
Go ahead. Go right in.
Okay. This Daily Winnie goes, you just mentioned her, and I feel like it's odd that we're talking so much about a listener. Ellen Ferranti. Ellen is a doctor in New York and has been very sweet and kind in helping out with all of my Lucky the Dog drama. And I, you know, I went to that special dermatologist doctor. He's doing so much better. And I needed to refill the medication, the antibiotics, which when I got them from the dermatologist were $200 for antibiotics. That's $200 for pills for a dog. Yeah. So, yeah, obviously I've been pretty frustrated. So the doctor actually was really kind and wrote me a prescription. She was like, good luck, you know, trying to find it somewhere else. So Dr. Ellen got online and found it for me. Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
She sent me the website. It's goodrx.com, I believe. There's also free pet med quote. GoodRx, $89.
Now, it's not the same place you buy the illegal Viagra, right?
No, okay, it's actually right. At a Walgreens. They give you a coupon, and they have to, like, by law, the Walgreens has to use it. And they send you – this website showed me, like, all the different prescriptions and all the same prescription at all the different places around town, and it shows you the cheapest one. And they like, legally have to go. So I'm going to Walgreens today to pick up Lucky's $89 medication as opposed to $200. And I just wanted to thank Ellen for all the hard work she's done. She's donated money to his GoFundMe. She's just awesome. So thank you very much, sister. Good Lord. It's awesome.
Wow. Great. And what was the website again?
GoodRx, I believe.
And it's people and pets?
I don't know. Okay. You can't give me all these questions. It's good. m.goodrx.com. And you put in whatever it is you want and it'll tell you where it is and how much it is and wherever it is. Like, I mean, at CVS, it's $266. And at Walgreens, it was like $89. So it just goes to show you how much, look around, yeah. Shop around. If you need to get medications for your dog. I have another kind of sort of Daily Winnie. And this is just a little bit of a news story. Did you hear about this, dude? Calvin Burrell has retired.
Yes. Was it serious? Or was that an April Fool's thing?
No, that's serious. It happened on Wednesday, actually. Wednesday afternoon after the show. News always breaks after our show.
Right.
So I guess he retired with 5,146 career victories. Apparently, he just kind of like walked in and found his agent and goes, yeah, I'm done. Like, there was no, I'm going to retire on Wednesday. It was like, no, I'm done right now. So I think he had some other horses to ride, and I don't know if he ended up riding those or not, but like, that's just how Calvin Burrell should do it.
Yeah. No, just walk out. That's
no it. Banners. You're on your no own. I'm done.
I got my 10 million in the bank. I'm good.
Man. He earned every penny of it. That's for darn sure. Plus his art. He needs
Who's
going to
ride the long shots that are 20 lengths behind when they come up to win the Kentucky Derby?
I know. It's funny you mention him. Speaking of Kentucky Derby, I've got more for you here. The Florida Derby is this weekend, Glenn.
Yep, that's the big prep race.
This is the huge prep race, and it's basically turned into a match race between Mohamed and Nyquist. And these are the two. Nyquist was the
First of
one
all,
the
Nyquist
Breeders'
sounds
Cup.
Like something you would take for your cold.
Yeah, yeah, but he's really, really fast. He works really fast.
He's a fast cold reliever.
So Doug O'Neill trains Nyquist. He's undefeated, 6-for-6, and he won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last year. And then Mohamed is 5-for-5. So it's like the clash of the titans. And they're actually saying that, I mean, people are mad that this race is going on because they're pitting their undefeated colts against each other, and it should be in the Derby. Well, Gulfstream has got to be super happy about this. You know what? They're given like $1 million, but this race is going to be nationally televised, I believe, on NBC tomorrow. So this is a huge, huge, huge prep race. So on Monday, we'll be able to tell you kind of who is going into the Derby undefeated and who's not. You know, that is if one of these two. Wouldn't it be funny if like a total random person? Yeah. And I've been waiting on that, seriously, but like they've already shipped Mohamed all the way across the country, and they're down at Gulfstream Park. They're both there, so they're both ready.
Very cool.
Yeah. There you go. That's all I got for you.
I got a bit of news. You remember a couple weeks ago or about a month ago, we reported that Magnolia Entertainment announced that they took over the distribution rights for Harry and Snowman, the movie, and that it was going to be in Australia and another country, but they weren't sure about the United States when it was going to be released to theaters.
I feel like this movie doesn't even exist. It's like the white rabbit.
It's been so damn long. But, that deal fell through and was not completed, and it's been announced by Variety. By the way, if you go to Variety.com, there are like 85 videos that play at once on one page. FilmRise has acquired the exclusive worldwide distribution rights to the horse-jumping documentary Harry and Snowman and plans a theatrical release worldwide in September.
Oh, my gosh.
So it looks like we'll get it in the United States in September. The deal apparently looks like it's done. We're delighted to announce our acquisition of this touching, exhilarating film, and not only tells a remarkable true story, but sheds an important light on animal rescue, said Danny Fisher, CEO of FilmRise. We are confident that the film will prove a crowd pleaser when it hits theaters this fall. So look forward to
September. I will believe it when I'm sitting in that theater and the credits start to roll. Like,
we're
going
to have theater watching parties. We'll pick a night. We'll all the listeners and we'll all go at the same night, and then we'll just have a talk. We'll have them on. We'll get somebody from the movie on the next day.
Yeah, that sounds amazing if it ever actually would happen.
You know, and didn't we have them on before? We had somebody from the movie, right?
Yes, yeah. Like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah,
and
that's
they were
what I
done
thought.
It
was a long time ago. Yeah. Well, this movie has actually played at 18 festivals across the U.S. and won 10 audience awards. So there are people that have seen it. Maybe we could get Harry on.
Yeah, you know, you had him on the Equestrian Legends.
Yeah,
so
we've had him on before. If nothing else, we'll play quotes from Equestrian Legends. But we'll definitely make it a Harry and Snowman day. We'll dedicate a whole show to it, have people call in, say what they thought about it. We'll pick a night, and we'll talk about this later in another 3 years.
Anybody out there, don't hold your breath.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't hold your breath, because I'm just going to be negative until it happens, because I've been positive for like 3 years, and I'm over it.
Which movie did we see together? 50-1.
50-1.
In Lexington.
Yep.
With your child, right? Wasn't he?
This is his first movie.
We were the only three in the movie theater in the first row.
I had Lucas.
Yeah, it was for Rolex, wasn't it? We were there for Rolex or something, weren't we?
Yes. Yeah. I can't. How do you not remember every detail of taking a baby to a movie?
Because
we went to like the 10 a.m. show.
It didn't matter whether he was bad or not, because we were literally the only ones in the theater.
It was like 10 a.m.
And it was a funny movie. There's another announcement here real quick, and then I got to get to the Kickstarter report. Okay, so there's this website called Empire Equestrian, and they have had it out for Sam Shield helmets. They've been reporting that Sam Shield helmets it's a very complicated story, but we're not passing the requirements in Europe and that they should be recalled. And Sam Shield was not saying anything, and then they just would not let this story go. I don't know anything about Empire Equestrian. If anybody of listeners know, let me know. But in any case, Sam Shield finally came out, and this is what they said. The number two helmets that they produced, and it'll have a date on the inside if you own a Sam Shield helmet. It'll have the date of 4/15 of April 5th of 2015. Apparently, those helmets are now being recalled. So, I'm not going to go through this whole sort of story, but it's like this war. But in any case, if you have a number two helmet model and it was made and the tag inside says 4/15, go to Sam Shield's website, check out the details, and you're supposed to bring it back to a retailer that sold you the helmet, and Sam Shield will determine if it needs replaced. So, in any case, I just wanted to, we don't have very many recalls in the horse world. I thought I'd bring that one up.
This Equestrian Empire is like just it's like a really, really bad horse nation type thing, but it's just all videos.
Yeah. And then they have these articles where they really get on a high horse about something and then pursue it.
It seems like these are the people that are at the jumper and hunter jumper shows over the weekend that don't clean their own stalls. You right. know what I mean?
Well, and again, I don't know anything about it.
Which is fine. But I mean, I'm just telling you, like, that's the...
That, what I know about it is from these articles I read about that Sam Shield. All right, let's get on to the... Before we run out of time here, let's get on to the Kickstarter. My Kickstarter... You know, every once in a while, I look at Kickstarter to see what horse things are out there, right? Because some of them... You know, look at Smooth Stride. We actually helped them make their goal on Kickstarter. It was a direct result of highlighting them on our show.
Kickstarter Unbranded was Kickstarter.
Yeah, that's right. And we had them on, too. So we found some interesting ones, and then there's some others. So this is what's there now. The first one is Go Horse Camping. And it's a how-to guide for camping with your horse. And they're trying to raise money to put this how-to guide together. It's a book with funny illustrations and stuff. Well, it has done very well. It has 98 backers. They've raised 6,200 of the 7,300 they need for the goal, and it has 38 hours to go. So they very well might well reach their goal on a how-to guide for camping with your horse.
Just need like 1,100 more, man. They're in.
They're so good for them. Horse movement podcasts and videos. Now, this was kind of a strange video, and it was kind of, I didn't get it. It was a trainer who's trying to raise money to do podcasts and videos on horse movement. Well, he's not doing so good. Zero backers, a $0 pledged of a goal of 712 with 4 days to go. Probably not going to make it on the horse movement podcast.
See, I think that, like, I see something like that. I'm like, really? Even your mama wouldn't back you?
I know. Nobody was backing him.
Like, if your mama won't even give $10.
Yeah, run. And then there was this one. Trophy Riders, online horse game adventure PC game.
You've got to post a link to this.
Oh, Jennifer, you have to. And I have the link in the show notes, Jennifer. You have to post this on Horses in the Morning. So every one of these Kickstarters pretty much has a video, right? That's kind of the requirement. So there have been, remember the other day I told you I was searching on my phone for all the apps with horse in it, and it was 1,000 phone games with about
games.
Horses. Games, yeah. Just 1,000 games. Well, apparently somebody wants to make another one. And when you go there and play the video, you have to do this, people. When you get about 30 seconds into the very beautiful countryside and you're going to go horseback riding in the countryside, and then you see the people describe, Jamie, what you saw when you actually got to the horses and the people riding the horses.
Well, the countryside is beautiful. It's like Ireland. It's very lush grass. Our horses would love to graze there. And then you see the people cantering in place, bareback and bridleless.
Like with their hands up, like they're holding the reins?
Yeah.
Except there isn't any.
there's like, well, the Kickstarter is to get the art to draw the tack, I guess.
Yeah, they need money to draw the tack.
It's so funny. It is just really, really funny.
And
so
then when they're cantering, they're not actually moving.
The horse is cantering.
In place.
Like, they couldn't
What's
afford
that in dressage? That's called something, right? In dressage, when they're cantering in place?
Sort of. Oh, gosh. It was pretty awesome.
It was really, really
like, there's
bad.
There's no dressage movement for gallop in place, bareback and bridleless with your hands out like you're holding reins.
I thought it was really funny. I thought, you know, I could do the bareback and bridleless, you know? Stacey Westfall's became very famous doing that. But she really wasn't holding her hands up acting like she was holding the reins. It wasn't that way at all.
Okay, this next one.
Yes.
I mean... They're really reaching for the stars.
Yeah, they are. It's called The Only Way to Train. It's an innovative, collapsible horse obstacle course that is easy to use and fully portable. They had a few problems. One is they didn't have a video, just a very fuzzy picture. And then
this is Atlanta, GA, baby.
The description was pretty bad, too. And they're not doing so well. They have 95 minutes to go. Of their $150,000 goal to build collapsible horse obstacle courses, and they have zero backers and $0 raised.
I mean, like I said, if your mama won't even give $10, you've got a bad idea.
I mean, even the bad video game rate, $236, their mom did contribute. So anyway, then there was another one, and this one actually has made the news and is going around Facebook a lot, right? It's called Unbridled, a gripping feature film inspired by a true story. Now, you know, and it's raised $2,200 at this point.
Of its 19 days to go. I saw it, just a preview kind of for it. It's in post-production right now. And basically it's a movie about, you know, an abused girl, an abused horse, and their journey to healing. It's one of those, you know, you're in the Walmart, you see the $5 bin, it's a horse movie, you grab it. Like, it's one of those, like, you know, you watch it on Netflix kind of thing. So this is a movie that's in post-production, and I did see that it stars Eric Roberts. Eric Roberts is Julia Roberts' brother. But they don't talk.
Like the actress Julia Roberts?
Yes. Okay. Eric. And so you think there's a celebrity in it. There's like a real star in this movie. Until you realize that Eric Roberts is kind of that guy that is in every one of those movies that's in the bin at Walmart. Like, he has no boundaries. And so I started doing a little bit of research. After I saw that you posted this and wanted to talk about it, I started doing a little research on Eric Roberts. And I want you to get, I mean, like, I was like, oh, that poor guy. Like, this is like the kind of movie, like, he's like in Kickstarter funded movies. Like, that's kind of what he does. Bless his heart, he got a role. I want you to guess how many movies he was in last year. Just guess.
Two.
We're going to need to go a little higher.
Five.
Higher.
10.
Higher.
20.
Higher.
What? How many people? Nobody's in 20 movies.
Higher.
30.
Higher.
In 1 year?
Higher.
Obviously, he's a character actor, a bit player, right?
Background. He is in all of these type of movies.
Wow. So,
did you just look him up, Jennifer?
He is in. Wow. Let me tell you how many. Eric Roberts was in the year 2015 only. Was in 53 movies.
Oh my 53 God.
53 movies.
Even just a day rate, he made a living.
These are out. These are the ones that have been released. I've got just a couple of the names. I'm going to go. These have all been released. You can find all of these, I don't know, somewhere.
In the bin at Walmart. Yeah.
In the
yeah.
bin at Walmart would be a high.
For free on Amazon Prime.
That'd be a high level yeah, place. Right. If it's even released by Amazon. Okay, here we go. Here's just a quick list, because in 2016, he has been in a few that are still in, I don't know, post-production. So let's see. Have you heard of the wonderful, awesome movie called Stalked by My Doctor? We've got out right now, you can see Dead Saturday.
And you know what?
The really three. I saw the first two, and I need to see the third.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah.
That's terrible. No deposit. No deposit. The epic movie classic called Leaves of the Tree. Now. He's very versatile, Glenn. He can star in very dramatic movies like Leaves of the Tree and also things like Skin Traffic.
Oh. Oh.
There's also, he's very versatile because he can do horror movies. And I'm assuming this is a horror movie because it's called Sorority Slaughterhouse.
Oh, yeah. Why is it, too, that the guys who make movies cheap, like for $12, all do horror movies?
Well, that's because there's...
I guess ketchup's cheap, you know?
Ketchup's cheap. the movie, have you heard of it? It's called Wrong Number.
No. He has a theme here, doesn't he?
And then there's the fantastic... I mean, you've heard of Cowboys versus Aliens, right? I mean, that was a great movie. Starred Harrison Ford. Yeah. This one's Cowboys versus Dinosaurs. Okay. Now, in 2016, of course, we're talking about Eric Roberts. This is Julia Roberts, by the way, estranged brother. In post-production right now, it's April 1st. I am not making
any of
this.
She just didn't want to be associated with these movies in any way, shape, or form.
They did like one really terrible movie together in like 1989, and that's the only time they've ever started. I just read way too much about Eric Roberts. This morning I did no horse research at all. I just got involved in Eric Roberts' life. So in 2016, it's April 1st. He was in 53 movies last year that came out. How many do you think he's going to be in this year? Like, it's April 1st, so movies that are in pre or post-production.
Well, oh, you know what? He's going to try and up that. So I would say 70.
It's only April, Glenn. It's only April 1st. So he's got the whole year. But 70 would be a good guess because he's already at 48.
Whoa.
In 4 months.
How does he have time? Is he in Atlanta? Because they are making a lot of movies in Atlanta. Apparently a lot of really bad. These aren't even B movies. They would be C movies.
I can't even remember where I saw him, but I feel like I saw him filming a movie. Oh, it was like in Madison, Georgia. I don't know. Like, he's everywhere. He's everywhere. If they're filming a movie, he's there because he's done 48 and it's April. So I want to point out that just to name a couple of the movies that you can see coming out on Netflix or in a theater potentially near you. The Unbreakable Sword. There's also the classic Monsters of Mulberry Street. The movie title says it all here. Almost Amazing.
You sure he's not doing porn? You sure these aren't porn movies? Because you know what? If you reread those and think about them as porn movies, it works too.
This title could have been written by a porn star. There is many like us. That's
or the
just,
Monsters of Mulberry Street works too.
That's a really bad movie.
Right here. Ooh, this could be a porn. Victory by Submission.
Oh.
The classic, upcoming classic, Spreading Darkness. There's also one called, coming up, that this one you're going to want to put in your Netflix queue. It's called Santa's Boot Camp. And finally.
Are we sure Jim Carrey's not in these movies?
I know, right? Running with Scissors. I'm just kidding. It's Running with Fear. But it might as well be scissors.
So what you're saying is Unbridled actually could be his best movie to date.
It could be the best movie of his career. Bless his heart. He has been in some real movies, and then he's been in 4,000. It's like the guy was like, you know what? My agent, I don't care. Just bring it to me. I'll do it. I mean, literally, that's what happened.
Yeah, he just
apparently
shows up. He doesn't care.
He used to have a real bad coke problem.
He gets
cocaine
day
problem.
Rate. He gets SAG rate for the day, which is like $700. So he probably does okay, you know?
Free food. Everything's good.
Yeah,
so.
You always have food on set. Hey, Unbridled, I have another story for you there. Do you remember Lindsay Partridge, who was the girl who won the Thoroughbred Makeover last year?
Okay.
We had her on the show. She actually provided horses for Unbridled. So there's my little bit of trivia for you.
Oh.
That's what
well,
I
that's
know about
so
that.
So interesting. Well,
we're gonna have awesome horses.
So we should get her on to find out if she met him.
Yeah.
Big celebrity.
I was just
like that.
I sorry, clicking back on Equestrian Empire, and literally it is totally, everything is stolen from Horse Nation.
You're back to Equestrian Empire again.
I was about to close it out. I'm like, what? This is an article that horse annoying things that non-horse people always say. And you would think it's like the thing that went around. No, this is like their own version of that. Oh, my gosh.
This
poor
is
Leslie.
Freestyle Friday. We are totally off the rail here. All right, let's do this. We're going to have our first guest coming up, and we're going to be talking about twin babies. We're going to get an update on some Arabian foal twins that we talked to almost a year ago now. And we're going to find out what's going on with them and get the answer to the question, were they identical? She hadn't found out by the time we had her on the last time. So we're going to do that coming up. But first, we have to find out about our friends over at Kentucky Performance Products.
She had waited all her life for this moment, dreaming about it since she was 10 years old. The trailer ramp touched the ground. He whinnied as she backed him out, swinging his head around to get a good look at his new home. His coat gleamed in the sun. Her love had arrived. She was breathless. He was beautiful. She could hardly wait to tack him up and start off on what she was sure would be the best times of her life. This love story is brought to you by Contribute, providing essential omega-3 fatty acids that help maintain low inflammation levels throughout your horse's body. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
And we thank KPP for continuing their sponsorship of Horses in the Morning. We really appreciate Karen. Well, now coming up next, about a year ago, we had Jennifer Wilson with us. Now, she's a breeder of Arabians. And we're going to review a little bit of her story in case you weren't with us a year ago. And we're going to get an update on these guys. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
So good to have you back again.
Oh, it's awesome to be back.
Now, let's review for everybody. It was almost a year ago where you, while you were pregnant, by the way, I assume you had your baby since then, too.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, good.
Well, thank God.
Let's talk a little bit about that first. Let's give your baby some love. What did you have?
I had a little girl on September 15th. We named her Savannah. And, gosh, she's 6 months old now.
Yeah, you got a lot of kids, two-legged and four-legged, wandering around that place.
So. Yeah, Savannah's number three for us, so we're pretty busy.
When you have that many horses, Glenn, you got to get some people to work the farm.
That's
so you
right.
Start breeding.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, now you have a multiple breeding operation going there, and. We'll just remind everybody, you had this mare, she was pregnant, you knew that she was pregnant, but you didn't know that she was going to have twins, and you in your pregnant state walked out one morning, and you missed the whole event, right?
I did, and in retrospect, we had her sonogrammed before she was bred. She had a single follicle developing. That was normal. She was covered one time, live cover. We sonogrammed her the day after she had ovulated. It looked like one ovulation. So like 15 days later, you know, we did the check, and one baby showed up, and we're like, okay, good to go. Normally I had to do a 30-day heartbeat check, but we had bred her so late in the season that if the baby didn't stick, I wasn't going to rebreed her anyway. So I just opted not to do it that time. And 30 days would have been kind of late to have successfully pinched a twin off anyway. So really, it was probably a blessing that I chose not to, because if I had known she was pregnant with twins, I might have terminated the entire pregnancy, or I would have just worried myself to death through my entire pregnancy and just had even more stress. So I walked out on the, I'm a teacher, I walked out on the first day of summer break, ready to take a deep breath and a big relaxing break, and there were twins laying there.
The cutest twins ever, I might
Surprise!
Add.
Surprise! Yeah, you know, I'm a little partial to them, but I'd have to agree.
They really are. So now, when we talked to you last, you were just getting the DNA test done to find out if they were identical twins, which is very unheard of in the horse world. So because there was one placenta, right? Didn't we determine that too?
There was.
Okay.
There was. They are not identical.
Okay.
But they were in a single placenta that you could actually see on the placenta where the umbilical cords were like right next to each other. And my vet had told me that typically when they twin, it's because of like a double ovulation or even like really long lived semen that hangs out for like 7 days and there's an ovulation on the other side
a
week later.
That stallion's rate just went up.
but no, they wouldn't have been in the same placenta if they had been ovulated, you know, a week apart from each other. They would have, you know, developed their own, and there would have been one on the right and one on the left. But they were both clearly on the same side of the uterus. We don't know.
Mama.
We just they're not identical. We have no idea how they did what they did.
And they're healthy now, right?
They are, absolutely. It was, you know, it was a rough go. We almost lost them because of a non-related blood infection, which it wasn't from the umbilical cord. It was just, it was something they picked up from their mother, and you know, she didn't even look sick. It was just a total freak thing. And thank goodness to New Bolton, they were able to quickly find what it was and treat it. And they have grown in leaps and bounds. They're still a little bit smaller than your regular 10-month-old foal, but the percentage that they have grown based on my others is just astronomical. And we're pretty sure they're going to be normal size. They should be 15 hands or close to it.
Oh my God, they're so cute.
They are cute. Yeah. Jennifer will post. Jennifer, I love the chickens in the back too, by the way. Jennifer.
Yes.
Jennifer will post a link to their Facebook page because they have their own Facebook page. What are their names?
Magus and Magician. And We jokingly call them the BOGO colts. My mom named them that, like, the day they were born. I was exhausted, and she's like, well, honey, it looks like you got BOGO colts. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, buy one, get one free. And so it just stuck. It's a very silly nickname, but it has stuck, and they are known as the BOGOs.
They are so cute, and the markings on their face are incredibly alike.
Yes. And I knew when they were born, there were some slight structural differences, and, you know, and I knew that there's only been like 5 cases of identical twins, but just the similarities and markings. And, you know, I learned when they started cloning horses, I had learned that even clones don't have the exact same markings. They just have like DNA markers that show that there will be a marking in that general area. So, you know, both of them coming out with almost identical leg markings and the face markings. And I'm just like, how can they not be identical? And they're not. They are absolutely a mystery.
Well, that,
I'm just reading a little bit about your trip. And this is what's going to be really interesting to learn about is you drove these babies, twins and a mare to New Bolton in the pouring rain,
yes,
by yourself,
yes,
super pregnant,
yes,
in the farm truck with, yes, no windshield wipers in the pouring rain.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know the windshield wipers worked when I left, and it was almost 10:30 at night when I left, because it had been kind of an all day process. Babies can get the runs. So, you know, when it started, that morning they were 2 days old, we're like, oh, they got the runs. So it was a Saturday. So I was kind of back and forth with my vet right before she was leaving for the weekend to get some bio sponge, which can kind of help stop. And then it wasn't getting any better. So it was like, we'll give them another dose. And, you know, they were really going downhill. And my husband was out of town, which was why I was in the farm truck. And by the time my mom lives 45 minutes away, so by the time I was able to get my mom out and get a vet that would actually talk about them, because most of the vets were just like, I don't want to work on this. They're going to die. And they, you know, they're like, they're twins. They weren't meant to live. And I finally got a vet that's like, you know, Jen, look, here's what needs to happen. We can't do it in the state of Delaware because the blood labs are all closed. And, you know, he's like, you need to take them to New Bolton. So by the time all of that got ironed out, it was late. It was 10:30 at night, and I was driving to New Bolton, and then I was on Route 1, and I was just by Dover Downs, and my windshield wipers went out, and I couldn't see.
Pregnant woman.
And then the Firefly Festival was evacuated, and I had just enough time to think, well, you know, at least I know where I'm going, kind of, and at least there won't be much traffic at, you know, now 10:45. And then all of a sudden there were like 35,000 cars on the highway in both directions, and they were driving really fast, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I just had to keep pulling over on the side of the road and catching my breath and not throwing up. And it was bad.
That sucks.
But everybody, I hope I don't steal your thunder, but I actually wrote a novel about them.
That's what I was getting to. And I was hoping that would be in it, because we'd have to hear that story.
Oh, it is. It's amazing. It was a hard book to write. I'm good at writing. It's kind of one of my gifts. I really enjoy it, probably because I've always been like a geeky reader. But it was hard to write because it was quite a journey. And going back and reliving it and experiencing all those details was hard. I don't know how I stayed pregnant.
Wow.
Bless your heart. It was.
Why do we have horses? I keep asking that question every day on this show. Why do we have horses?
Because we're crazy.
Why do we have babies?
Yeah, why do we have babies? There you go.
I get the horse thing.
Don't know.
Now, what are their personalities? You know, Jamie has a twin brother, so and they're not alike. So what are the personalities like? These two kind of look alike, but do they have completely different personalities?
Absolutely. They are night and day. When they returned from New Bolton, after 10 days, the darker one, who was just ever so slightly larger, we call him Luke. He's Magus. He was very friendly, very into people, very took his medicine. We had to continue with like 14 more days of oral antibiotics twice a day. And he was good, you know. The littler one, who's a little bit blonder, he appears like he is going to be very flaxen. That's Magician. We call him Bo. He was very offended.
Bo and Luke.
He had always been Bo and Luke. Yes. he had always been kind of a mama's boy from the moment he was born, and it just he was just very offended from all of his treatment, and it just, you know, we kept picking at him 2 times a day, antibiotics and blood drawn, and he just didn't dig it. And we've worked and worked and worked, and now finally, if you go to their site, you can see selfies, and you know, he hangs his head over the stall now, and he's very friendly, but he still is just kind of like a little bit more suspicious of people. And Luke is just like right up in your face, and you know, hey, you want to go play? They're both sweet, but
yeah. Well, very Bo cool. Well, I'm so glad that this worked out good in the end, because
it was awesome.
And so is this actually a adult book, a kid's book, or?
I'm a high school English teacher. So I worked really hard to craft it so that the readability is kind of middle school level, able, you know, to read.
Oh, so it'd be perfect for me then.
But the story is, it's more than just what happened. The story is about living your dreams. It's not been easy for us. It's probably been harder for my husband, who's put up with me for all these years. So, you know, it's about holding out hope and living your dreams and doing everything you can to make your dreams happen, no matter how crazy they are. So it kind of talks to all people, whether you're horse lovers or not horse lovers. I changed the names of my family and myself because the story really is supposed to be about the journey, not Jennifer Wilson. But everybody else involved with them wanted to see their real name used, and absolutely every event that happened was 100% true. Like I said, the only thing that I changed was my name. And it's written like a fictional novel so that it's fun to read. So it's not a biography. It's not a documentary. It was very interesting to structure it. And it is supplemented throughout. I think there's about 60 photographs in there, of the actual boys with my kids, screenshots of Facebook and the Facebook fans. So it's a really cool book.
Well,
196 pages.
Is it available now, or?
It is just going to the printer.
Okay.
It will be available on Amazon. It's called A Heart Full of Hope, and it'll be available on Amazon for pre-order right around April 15th. And then the official release date is Saturday, May 25th.
All right, do this.
And
when it goes up for pre-order, drop Jennifer an email, and that way we can post it on our Facebook page and remind people about it. But you remind us that we can let everybody know. We're running out of time here, but Jennifer posted a link to your Facebook page on ours, and congratulations on
Thank
the book
you.
Too. Now I can't wait to read it.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thank you for the update. Appreciate it, Jennifer.
Anytime. You guys have a great week.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Get some sleep, girl. I know you're still like,
a
6-month-old at home.
I know. Yeah.
There's that problem, too.
Yeah.
All right. See you, Jennifer.
Bye.
Wow.
That is like, she's that girl.
Yes.
She is that girl. I thought I was that girl. She is that girl.
And it didn't sound like she's had an easy time of it in any way, shape, or form. So, oof.
No. Oh, no. My. And going to New Bolton for 10 days is not free.
No. For two babies? Not
for two.
Free. Yeah. Times two. Because I don't think they consider twins one as far as billing.
No, I don't think so either. Kind of twice the meds, all that stuff.
Exactly. Wow. All right. Well, let's take a break for Ovation. And then we're going to come back. And instead of playing a song, I wanted to play a little bit of an audio for you. It's about 4 or 5 minutes long. And this is from, we recorded the Paradressage episode last night. About once every quarter, we do a special episode of the Dressage Radio Show to highlight the para team and the paradressage. And there was a woman on there. This is going to make you feel better too, Jamie. I'm doing this partially for your benefit. This woman's name, she's a new paradressage rider. Her name is Katie Jackson. And what you're going to hear is the beginning of the interview with Katie Jackson. Now, none of us knew the host, Lindsay McCall or Regina Cristo. None of us had really knew much about Katie. But boy, oh boy, whatever you have to overcome this weekend, whatever troubles or problems you have, just think about Katie because, well, you'll hear her story. I think you're going to know what I'm talking about in just a minute, right after this word from Ovation.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
Hi, Katie. It's Regina in New York. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I know you're a new para rider, and we're thrilled to be able to talk to you and have you share your story.
Well, yes, thank you. I'm really excited to get to be a part of this, and this whole experience so far has been really exciting. So thank you for having me.
So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. I know you're a recent para convert, and you've been out doing some things and doing some training, and tell us a little bit about your background.
I am. So I grew up in a small town in Southern Oregon and got the horse bug pretty early. So grew up kind of pleasure riding and a little bit of dressage and then a whole lot more dressage as I got into high school and have kind of kept horses in my life in some way, shape, or form. And again, after settling in Texas here, was riding as an adult amateur. And then life changed pretty significantly for me last summer with a diagnosis of cancer in my knee. And so I was looking at amputation of my right leg above the knee. It's really my only way of getting the cancer out of there and having as much of a chance as we could of making sure that it doesn't come back. So life as I knew it and from a riding standpoint and just in general kind of changed pretty abruptly, but with that, you know, even from day one, and as we were looking into, is this cancer? Is it not? I mean, big hugs with my husband, and it's still kind of hard to talk about. But you know, I said, well, if this happens, we're gonna start riding as a para as soon as I can, and look into the para equestrian stuff. And it doesn't mean that I've got to stop riding in any way. So that. As soon as I can, I was back out at the barn after my surgery. And then once I was cleared by the doctor, started riding again through a therapeutic program here in Austin. And also started looking into what paraequestrian dressage was all about. And it just so happened that the U.S. Nationals were in Katy last fall. So we drove out there and, got a really warm welcome and got to see some amazing riders who were a super, super inspiration and so kept me going. And then got to go to Wellington in January and meet more riders and meet Kai and meet some really just amazing people through all of USEF and the United States Para Equestrian Organization and got me really motivated and actually invited me to come back and get classified. So I've gotten classified as of, I guess that was the end of January, and then got to meet with Kai up in Dallas in February. And it's really been like the most amazing runaway train you've ever been on, but it's all happened so fast.
Wow. I got to put my seatbelt on listening to it.
I know. It's kind of crazy even to try and talk about it. I'm like, yeah, it really has happened fast. And he had just brought in a horse that he mentioned to me that he thought could be a good fit to be a para dressage horse. And clicked with him pretty instantaneously, and he's actually mine now. I made the jump and purchased him. His name is Wembley, and we went to our first horse show, and main goal there was to, you know, get some experience back. It had been 5 years since I'd been in the show ring, so get some show nerves behind me, and we were fortunate enough to qualify and are now looking to go up to Michigan and ride at the Nationals. So it's pretty unbelievable to be sitting here, you know, less than 8 months after my surgery and in this position. So I feel really, really lucky and kind of over the moon with excitement that something that was such a, you know, tough thing to go through has had some pretty awesome silver linings too. So.
Well, that was Katie Jackson. You know, if you think about it, 8 months ago, she had her leg amputated, and here she is going to Nationals in para dressage 8 months later. When we got off the end, there's more to that interview. You'll hear it on this week's Dressage Radio Show. It'll be out this afternoon. When we got off that, and Lindsay and Regina, you know, Regina is a para rider herself, and Lindsay, you know, is the marketing person for the para team. And they were both in awe of this woman because, how many people get over something like that quickly and get on with their life? But Katie's like, I had my leg amputated and I'm on with my life. I'm going to take up riding. I'm going to do para and I'm going to be in Nationals 8 months later. I mean, it was a pretty incredible interview.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I just sat back down because you said tissue alert and I was like, I can't do a tissue alert this early. So I had
to go. It
really
wasn't a tissue alert. It was inspiring.
Okay. It really was. Well, what's inspiring to you is a tissue alert to women.
But she's so there. Feel better about your broken foot.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Nothing to worry about.
Well, I've tried to be very positive about the broken foot, like in the grand scheme of things.
Actually, you haven't whined about it much at all on the show.
I'm just really tired of not riding my new horse.
Yes, I get that. Seeing everybody else ride your new horse is tough. Well, you are listening to Horses in the Morning. We're brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their products at kppusa.com. And now it's time for...
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, the time of the week when our listeners submit really bad Craigslist ads and we have a little bit of fun with them. But it is also time to pick a winner. So why don't we do that first, and then we'll announce what the next prize is, and we'll get into this week's batch of really bad ads. So, Jennifer, tell us about what our prize was for the month of March that we're giving away today. And, Jennifer, you're on mute. Someday she's going to learn to take herself off
mute. She's going
to
figure it out.
She's going to figure it out one of these days. We're 1,400 episodes.
Did you do that to me, Glenn? Did you press my mute button?
No, I
told you never to press my mute button.
I didn't.
Mommy and Daddy, stop fighting.
And so let me rephrase that. The prize for the month of March was?
The prize for the month of March is Horse Grooming Solutions, a big tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, you need to look no further than horse grooming solution brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Glenn's favorite, Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com. And I made a discovery this week, Glenn.
What was that?
It only takes 3/4 of a bottle of Silverado Show Grooming Detangler to get the dreadlocks out of a 16-hand horse's tail.
Oh no, his tail was dreadlocked.
Yeah, he came with
dreadlocks,
a mess.
Big dreadlocks, yeah. And his tail dragged the ground.
Yeah.
Is it pretty now, or is it just a mess?
No, it's beautiful now.
Yeah, Nigel. She's been cleaning Nigel up. So
you know I love that name, by the way.
Well, it fits for a redhead, right? I think it just fits.
I feel like you should call him Nigel.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. Hello, Nigel.
Yeah.
Have a spot of tea.
He has one of those big fluffy tails that's fluffy all the way from top to bottom, like the fancy show jumpers have, which surely means he's going to be an amazing jumper.
There you go. That's what that means.
Awesome.
As soon as you reduce his feet from ply plate size to maybe normal.
All right. So who's the winner?
Yeah, we got to pick one. It's Jamie. Why don't you pick a number between 1 and 189? Now, what this is everybody that submitted an ad in the month of March is in this pool.
Ah, so, 189 people.
Yep. That's one awesome. And 189.
I'm going to go with the number 99.
I need a little scrolling sound effect to put in here. 99. Our winner is Joy Rebecca, the person with two first names.
Joy Rebecca. Wow, that's a new name.
Okay. That's, well,
congratulations, Joy. You're going to be joyful now that you've won your Horse Grooming Solutions grooming tote filled with products. And that can go in the really bad pun category right there.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah I know. Sorry. But congratulations. Jennifer will get a hold of you, and we'll get your tote of products out to you, which is, we really need to get, we've gone through all of ours that we got before. Next month's prize for the month of April, thanks to a little pet vet. They're giving away a gift basket, including a 5-pound bag of Enjoy Yums. Now, Enjoy Yums are the horse treat that Scooter and Beaker absolutely love. I don't know if we've tried them
on
Nigel yet.
They love everything.
They do, but they really like Enjoy Yums. And the other thing about Enjoy Yums is because they're not squishy, they're kind of hard, and you can break them in half. They're great for clicker training or for treat training. They're great for that. You can put them in your pocket. They don't mess up your pocket. And we haven't found a horse yet that doesn't like them. So Enjoy Yums is one of the products that is in this basket. That's worth $29. And then my favorite hoof pick of all time, the Illuminated Hoof Pick. I have been using the Illuminated Hoof Pick for 5 years. There is not a hoof pick out there that will last as long as this one. It has a little light on it. And when I got mine originally, you couldn't change the batteries. Now it's just AA batteries. So you can change the batteries out. You press the little button and the light lights up. So if you're in a dark aisleway of a barn, you can actually see into the horse's hoof. And they are super tough. The ends, the hoof pick part does not bend. These things in 5 years, we're still using the same one we bought 5 years ago. It does not bend. It has a little brush on it. The brush still works. These are one tough hoof pick. So you're going to get an illuminated hoof pick. They come in colors now too. So you want to check that out.
It's a hoof pick for those playing along at home that cringe every time he says it.
You can find them at alittlepetvet.com. Where you can find all of their products, but you're going to get that gift basket. Plus, we'll do an HRN embroidered saddle pad as soon as we figure out where to get embroidery done again on saddle pads. But we'll do an HRN embroidered saddle pad, which seems to be everybody's clamoring for one of those right now. So if you want to win one, you can send an ad in the month of April.
That's pretty generous. I think I'm going to get involved in the sending in really bad ads. Oh, wait, I submitted one today.
Yeah, but we don't let you win.
I know. You never let me win, and I submit it because 10 people have tagged me in it on Facebook. So I submitted one of those.
All right, you're first up.
Yeah, the first one, let's see. Oh, this is great. Elizabeth sent this one in, and she even sent the link because there was tons of terrible pictures. Blessed their little heart. And she said, good luck, Jamie, because this is all one sentence. And it's not even that bad of an ad, but it's just really written poorly. Okay. 16 hand quarter pony, about 14 hands, very stout gelding mate, great trail horse, goes by himself for an in-group, has been shown English and Western, been packed on with pack, saddle stands, title at the trailer all day, no problems, and ground tied, will still make good ranch pony, you can throw rope off, fix fences, ride just about anywhere, he like variety, and he knows all game events, not super fast, so would be great for some kid that wants to start slow, he's a, not a deadhead, just have some speed, but not fast enough for what I'm looking for, and I've outgrew him. He can pack a 180-pound person. Whoa. Needs experienced rider, confident beginner. Now, mean, not mean, but we'll try you and have that pony attitude. UTB on worming and a shot. Good home. Must neg to the right home or a possible trade. Call, text for more info, pictures, videos. Serious inquiries only, please. And this poor little pony is being ridden like knee-deep in mud. Through really bad fencing. I mean, there's only one picture that I can
glamorous
see.
Glamorous picture.
Like, wouldn't you? You're like selling a nice quarter pony. Wouldn't you like, I don't know, brush it? Hose it off, maybe? Wear yes, a picture?
Covered in mud.
Oh, I found the link. Yeah, it's just in the mud. Bless its heart. Just, that's what they did. Oh, and there's always the butt shot. Everybody always shows the butt of the horse.
Yes, especially with the quarter pony. You know, you want to show the butt.
Yeah.
This tail's not so good.
It's really cute.
Yeah, it is kind of a cute pony, actually. And boy, you can put a 180-pound pony on, or a 80-pound person on a 14-hand pony. That's stretching the limits.
No, you can't. You yeah. physically can, I guess, yes. but like, don't do
you
that.
You shouldn't. No.
Oh, they've got the obligatory photo of them standing on
it.
Oh,
they do? Yeah. They're standing on it? Oh, there you go.
Somebody go
well,
get that
pony. That one's going to sell in 10 minutes then. All right, the next one is actually, I can see why, you're going to see why this was in the when they searched horse, this one came up. So this is...
Oh my God.
This is, it just says come and get it. This is Beth sent this one in. It's free, come and get it. Boat has been sitting out in our horse field for years on the ground. Been here since we moved here. Father-in-law thought it was a sinkhole and dropped the boat in there, but it turns out it's not. I don't know. Huh? Come drag it out, load it up, and take it. Do whatever you want with it. We don't care. Just get it out of here. It's easy to access. The picture doesn't show it too well, though, because it's covered in trees and brush. You can hardly see the boat. We will this have...
Is... Go ahead.
I love this next section. We'll have to be after the ground freezes as the field is too muddy to get it up and out of there and pull it out. But we can work whatever out just as long as it gets out of here.
Let me like this is if this is a boat, I don't even know that it was a boat. And there is there's grass growing in the boat.
In the boat, yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. This is I don't even
this boat, this is, do not put this boat in water and hop in because you will sink.
You will drown.
Yes. Yes.
You will become a drowning victim. All right, next one. My gosh, that's really I don't know. We gotta post that. Gotta post that. Free boat.
And the next one is mine also. Misty sent this one in. 11 hands pony, mare reduced, $475. This mare would make someone a nice pony to show or keep another horse or animal company in a field. She gets along well with larger and smaller animals. This mare has no health issue. Just been in the pasture. Only she is 5 years old. Can be led with a halter. She is curious to people.
She can be led with a halter? That's a selling point.
Yeah, right there. She has not been touched. Read between the lines here, people. This horse is 5 years old and has never been touched.
That's amazing. Yeah. Let me do the Jody one and then you do Ellen. Okay. Just to break it up a little bit. That's can be led with halters. I mean, sold. This is a Facebook ad, and Jody sent this one in, and all it says is, and this is what I'm talking about when we talked about those Facebook pages where you just don't want to be around people that post stuff like this. Does anyone have a horse that can be ridden for free? Not too high strung for a beginner rider.
Of course, there's lots of those out there.
You know what? Just give me a call. Come on out.
Yeah, come on out. Jamie would be happy to have you ride her new horse that she can't ride because she has a broken foot.
Yeah, here, actually, that's probably true. Really, do come on out.
She'll take a free rider. Ellen sent the following one in. A blue roan horse, $1,000. An uncut, untamed horse. She's beautiful. Jennifer's with us. She's beautiful and young. She's mean, but we rescued her 2 years ago. She's still young and ready to be cut.
We determined that this is like some backwoods way of saying trained.
Oh, okay. Could be a great horse. She's just gotten to be too much for me and my family. She's been in the pasture with my 10-year-old cutting horse. She's just lax, but has been nipping and bullying her. She's now more than I can handle. Any questions, call. Got her with the intentions of breaking her to be a riding horse. She needs attention. No kidding.
Like training.
Yeah, exactly. She'll need a firm hand and some knowledge. She'll make a great horse again, just more than I need right now.
So, I love the uncut, untamed horse, beautiful and young and mean.
Yeah, exactly. And they won $1,000 for this 10-year-old, unbroke, untrained, untamed horse that's nippy and a bully.
Man, yeah. Sold.
Sign me up.
Sold. It's blue roan, though, Glenn.
Yes, I know. People like color. Very special. Very special. Beautiful. When it's kicking your face in, the color doesn't matter.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. The bottom of the hooves don't matter what color they are.
That's right.
Lindsay sent this one in. Beautiful quarter horse for $1,500. Beautiful black and white quarter horse. You won't find a prettier one anywhere. Two blue eyes, four white socks, 7 years old. Just get it all out in that one sentence.
Just,
you know,
just done. Sold.
Done. Do not have papers right now, but will soon. Green broke. Not a mean bone in him, just green with constant riding. Will be a good all-around horse. Stands for grooming mounting. Again, that's the second sentence. Third sentence. Walks right up on trailer, no problem. Just put shoe on front. If you're looking for a good young horse, he would be perfect. Just have too many to be able to enjoy and let him reach his potential. Just don't have riding time. He stands 15-1. That's the third sentence. Fourth sentence. Any questions, please leave an email.
Okay, read between the line of this one, and it spells dealer. That's what that read between the lines. It's
they don't have time, Glenn, and it's a beautiful four white socks. Horses.
And if you just put one shoe on, apparently he'll be perfect. You don't need the second shoe, just one.
Just put a shoe on the trailer front. And they'll load right on up.
Dealer, dealer, dealer is what that screams.
It screams nightmare.
Yeah. Casey Berger sent in the following one. It's the horse trailer of the week. It's a fixer-upper for $300 out of Kentucky. Bandana, Kentucky. I didn't know there was a band. That's a great name for a town in Kentucky. Bandana, Kentucky. This is the whole entire ad, people. As is, where is, make offer. That's the whole entire ad. Fixer-upper, $300.
Fixer upper, you have to haul that thing to junk.
Yeah, this is really, it should say scrap metal, $300, because it was what used to be a rounded front, maybe
four horse
trailer, but it has no sides. It's completely
trailer.
Rusted. The wheels, what's left of them, are buried into the ground. It's basically sitting on the ground, and there is completely rust from end to end, and there's no sides. Your horses will escape out of this trailer.
There's no back. There's floor missing.
It's pretty much a frame at this point. I wonder what the sides were made of and what they used them for, because obviously they took them off for some reason.
A dented frame, nonetheless.
Yes, I did see that.
That is beautiful.
These tires have not had air in about 30 years. But come
this
and get
thing
it.
This hasn't moved since dinosaurs roamed the earth.
You know what? You got to give these people in Bandana, Kentucky credit, though. they weed whacked around the trailer before they took the picture.
I'd so love
something.
Them. I did. Now,
Jennifer will post that trailer on our Horses in the Morning page.
You want me to read the one that I submitted, that Sheila submitted, that all about 20 people sent me?
Sure.
Because Well, you got one before me.
Yeah, let me do this one.
It's okay. Really a good
Cecilia
long one.
Cecilia sent this one in, and this came in by a bunch of people, right, Jennifer? So I think Cecilia was the first one that sent it in. Black mare sometimes gated $1 in Saluda, South Carolina. She was born in 2004, so she's 12 years old. She's sometimes gated. She does stand for farrier and is beginner safe. Children have ridden her, so now she doesn't have to be kicked to walk on. She doesn't have papers, only her coggins. Loads perfectly, and she doesn't like people messing with her back feet, but will pick them up if you make her. She's very broken and smooth when ridden. Vet says she's quarter horse, but we think she's Tennessee walking horse. I'd rather trade her for another horse since I'm wanting to barrel race or get into jumping, but I don't want to do it with her. She rides well with my mother's horse in the woods and on our road. If messed up, I will fix this. Her coat now has brownish black thanks to the sun. Her hooves really need to be trimmed, but otherwise good. She's pretty dirty right now at the time, thanks to the mud area she's in, but I really rather trade her than sell her. I'm wanting to trade mostly to get a horse to start for barrel racing or jumping that will go on trails.
You said that.
No, I know. But we're not done. Mostly her hooves need trimming, otherwise no health problems, and I'm just seeing what would be offered for her.
If they have to announce that twice, how bad are her feet?
Jamie, we're not done. I really don't want to sell her, though I love this mare a lot. Okay. It's not her fault I'm wanting to look for a new horse. Jamie, I'm not done. She's my best friend, but sadly, I don't get enough to buy a well-trained jumping or barrel racing quarter horse.
No, I don't got mare. Enough, Glenn.
I don't got enough. I'm sorry. I'm just looking. I'm not 100% sure. Oh, Jamie, I will trade her since I'm still learning besides my being 10 years experience of trail riding with my family. Please... if you're interested, comment and I'll PM you. And she's the big fat one in the picture showing off.
Oh my God. But she, anytime anybody says I'll sell or trade my best friend.
Yes.
What?
Do you think she was 12 or 13, this girl?
We probably should have read it like a 13-year-old.
Yeah, we probably should. She really does want to trade though. Just in case you didn't get that out of the ad.
She's got 10 years experience trail riding. She is 13 years old, Glenn. She is ready.
She's ready.
To train
a
jumper.
She's ready to be jumping and barrel racing, which I thought was an interesting combination, too, that she wants to do with the same horse.
This is true.
She'll be a fast jumper.
Sheila sent this one in, but I sent it in, and then I'm actually on the Facebook page that posted this a lot. So very funny ad. And I've been tagged in it 400 times on Facebook. So I do appreciate that. I love when everybody sends me bad ads. It's one of my favorite things. This was posted to Southern California Horse Tax Swap. Flashy pony gelding who hates children. $300. This comes from High Caliber Horse Rescue. Pepper is a 9-year-old pony gelding. He's up to date on all teeth being done tomorrow, rides nicely on a line or independently, great breaks, floating strides, and hates children. Do you blame him? He was purchased by High Caliber Horse Rescue at auction, and it was a very shy little dude. Once he knows you and or realizes your child isn't the spawn of Satan, he warms up. A little. As much as I'm sure families with feral children will be drawn to him, I'm feeling like Pepper would like to be some alcoholic, chain-smoking, stinky little old lady's lawnmower. A hoarder's missing house pet? Or even a taxidermy project over a child's pony. Faux reals. While I have high hopes for him, a nice, quiet, child-free adult family who shops at Trader Joe's, drives a Prius with a hitch, and feels procreation will be the death of this planet, Pepper is convinced we are ready to sell him off to the circus. He looks at us with chameleon eyes every time we walk by. He totally likes... reads, tolerates my son, a quiet 8-year-old boy with autism and good horse manners. But most kids leave Pepper and I rocking in the corner sharing Xanax and flasks. He's never tried to kick or bite thanks to the Xanax, but frankly, I wouldn't blame him as all of the asshole children tend to be drawn to him. Oh my God! God, why does a pony have blue eyes? Is he blind? No, he's not blind. But with your mouth breathing and snotty nose, I'm pretty sure he wishes to unsee the copious amounts of boogers you just licked from your top lip. Where exactly is your mother? Anyway.
This lady's been in the rescue business way too long.
Anyway, we bought him from auction. Now he needs to be rescued from us and all the feral children who call High Caliber home. He is literally tortured daily by the fear of upcoming tour days, as am I, and begs us to send him to Mexico and avoid the crotch dumplings that have landed here with us. Yes, believe it or not, we are a child-friendly facility after a handle of Fireball. While we would never do that to Senor Pepper, I can see why he thinks it's a viable option. After this week's Easter egg hunt with 346 children up in this joint, there just aren't enough acres for that many little people who can't wipe their own butts. Please, save the pony. Think of the tears he cries each night knowing that unruly rescue children will try to hug him each afternoon when school's let out. Groundhog Day is a real nightmare at High Caliber. Summer is coming. It's like Saw 16 for equines. Would you like to play a game, Pepper? He needs you to save him from the horrors of a popular 501c3 with a... 4 million breeding volunteers who refuse to glove up. If you're interested in Pepper, we would love to introduce you. Please, if you're childless, check your trunk before you drive away. He's looking for a midnight train out of here. Also, so am I.
Jennifer, we have to get this lady from High Caliber Horse Rescue on.
Please.
We need to talk to this lady. Oh my God, she has a sense of humor. She can write.
So thanks to everybody who submitted that. And let's see. The first submitter was Sheila. So you are in the running.
Okay. So I just went to highcaliber.org. And apparently it's run by Michelle Cochran, a career animal control officer. Well, there, that says it all. She's seen everything. You got to get her on. That'd be hilarious. Oh, that was an ad.
You can have.
I wonder if she got rid of the pony. What if she actually... Well, we got to find out.
They have a live camera, and they says, do you want to know what's really going on at High Caliber? Want up-to-the-minute rescue updates? Curious who may have had a Fireball hangover and woke up in Bernie's stall? You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll be driven to drink. Follow us on Facebook.
This lady has a sense of humor. My God. All right. We'll get her. That's a really bad ad we need to follow up on. We actually have a phone number, so we can probably do that.
I also am going to send Jennifer a really bad ad gone right. Actually, somebody who found a really bad ad and then bought the horse. So we have that coming up as well. Stephanie is keeping me up to date on this whole thing, but it's called the ad that started it all. And it's somebody's story about buying a really bad ad.
All right, cool.
Which I've done too. Yeah.
And all of our horses have apparently come from Craigslist. So there you go.
I know. That's true. All right. Well, we'll keep you up to date on that. Everybody have a great weekend. Happy April Fool's Day. Believe none of what you hear and half of what you see today.
That's correct. Yes. Although you can believe that we picked a winner earlier. Joy won the Horse Grooming Solutions. Thank you to them. And also thank you to Little Pet Bet, littlepetbet.com for the donating this month's prize of a 5-pound bag of Enjoy Yums, an illuminated hoof pick, and we're going to give away an embroidered saddle pad from Horse Radio Network as soon as we can figure out who makes embroidered saddle pads anymore.
And thanks to Kentucky Performance Products. We love you guys. Love you, Karen.
All right. That's it for this week. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a terrific weekend, everybody. Enjoy.
Spay, neuter, geld. Yay! Happy birthday, Zenyatta.
Too bad about your babies.
She's gonna have that baby today. Wouldn't that be cool? She had another.